Yeah, things have been going fairly well. Back now a few weeks and played a few games, and we've been looking okay. So just keep building now towards the 19th.
Yeah, it just seems like yesterday since we were over for those end of season matches at Finn Park. It was an exciting run, and I know plenty of celebrations after staying in the Premier Division, but ultimately the season ended in disappointment with that cup loss against Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, you know, it was something we're still a bit sore about. Very disappointing the way it ended. Thought we played well that night and probably didn't get what we deserved out of the game, but you know, that's gone now, and we're looking into a new season, and most important, we get a good start. We finished well at the end of last season. We're really looking to carry that momentum into the new season and hopefully get off to a good start.
Yeah. You still have that bit of buzz about you, Mark Antony. You still enjoying your football?
Yeah, still enjoying it. I think Tony, you were talking there earlier on, he said he's not a fan of pre-season, I'd be of a summer ilk myself, but enjoying the games. I love the kind of love for the games. So just looking forward to the competitive stuff starting back, you know, and getting the training sessions out of the way, and you know, because that's what you're building for, and that's what you do it for. So that's kind of what I'm kind of looking forward to now more than anything.
Yeah, and Ollie has a new number two in there as well to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, he got Tom was there last season, and unfortunately for Tom, you know, he got a few injuries, you know, and he's struggled with a knee all season. So he's got Lucan from Sligo. Sligo signed Richard Brush, and Luke's come here, and you know, Luke's looked good, and you know, he's keeping me on my toes, and you know, it's up to me to, you know, to keep me place in the team.
Yeah, and you guys, obviously the goalkeepers, plenty of work together, Mark Antony in training and all that. You build up a bit of a bond, you build up a relationship.
Yeah. All the keepers, you know, we've young Paddy in as well there. He was there last season, was on the bench towards the end of the season. Got a knock there, but you know, he's not too far away from coming back. So yeah, you know, when you're training with lads, you know, most of the sessions and every session, you know, you build up a good relationship with them, and you know, Sid Luke's come in, and you know, he's been a breath of fresh air around the place. So you know, just looking forward, as I said, to the start of the season.
Happy with the arrivals that Ollie has brought in, I'm sure. I mean, you're one of the more experienced players in the squad now, and it must be good to see some top names happy enough to sign back for Harps, and Ollie able to get some new faces in as well.
Yeah, you know, he's done a lot of good work there over the off season. You know, especially getting boys that were there last season and boys that were important to us last season. He's got them re-signed. He's got, you know, he got that done early. You know, he's added a bit of quality there with some of the lads who've come in. But so it's kind of, you know, it's a lot of credit to Ollie and a lot of credit, you know, to the board and to the backroom staff for getting those in and being able to get those players in and get them signed. And now it's kind of, you know, down to us to get the hard work done on the training ground and kind of turn that into hopefully points at the start of the season.
And as a goalkeeper, Mark Antony, what's it like for you playing in stadiums where there are no fans? You know, these restrictions are still ongoing, and it looks like that's going to be the way for the first number of weeks anyway.
I suppose it was a bit different, you know, at the start last year, but you know, it's like everything, you get used to it. I suppose it kind of makes things a bit easier for me because it's a bit quieter, you know, for talking to players and, you know, giving information to players. You know, it makes it easier for me to get my information across. But I suppose you miss, you know, you do miss particularly the home games, and I know definitely that Shamrock Rovers game, I know Finn Park would have been rocking towards the end of the last season, you know, not to be looking back, but those types of games, you miss the fans. And you missed a bit of, even the away games, you know, you missed a bit of abuse that you'd be getting. Remember down Cork last year, they were particularly vocal. But you know, hopefully we'll not be too far away from getting the fans back in the stadiums, you know.